I made a video, a short one, a little while ago, where I made fun of Pete Hegseth's presidential ambitions. And he has them. There's a report a few days ago about how he is clearly planning to run for president.
From the Pentagon to the campaign trail, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has told close friends and associates that he is weighing a presidential run in 2028.
I think this is ridiculous. And I routinely make fun of J.D. Vance's presidential ambitions because I think the guy has no juice. I think he is sweaty and pathetic and a tryhard.
They're our biggest economic competitor. I would expect that from China. I would not expect that from Canada. We have to remember, Canada is a state. Sorry, Freudian slip.
A miserable little pig man. I have a lot of contempt for those two guys, and I just don't think their presidential ambitions are going to go very far. Whenever I make this case, whenever I make this argument, there's one particular response I see all the time. It goes something like this. You might laugh at Vance or Hegseth or any of these jokers, but we laughed at Trump too, and he won. And if Trump can win, then we can't discount any of these people. I think that's wrong. I think that is the wrong conclusion to draw from Trump's political success, and I want to explain why real quick. Now, first of all, I didn't think he was going to win the 2016 election, but that wasn't because I didn't think he could win it. You got to be clear about this. Back in 2016, the argument I made during the presidential election was that anyone who won a major party nomination stood a pretty good chance of becoming president. And so just the odds were that if Trump won the nomination, he could become president. And I thought he would win the Republican nomination. It was pretty clear by early in that year that he had commanding support among Republican voters. Not majority support, but potentially enough to overwhelm his opponents. So I was never one of these people who was like, he can't win. I didn't think he was going to. I thought he would run up against demography. I thought he would run up against general disgust. I thought he would run up against a lot of obstacles that would make it difficult for him to seal the deal. I was wrong about that. But the possibility of him winning, I always took that seriously. I think a lot of people who didn't think Trump could win did so because they could not see his appeal. They looked at him and they said, how could this guy possibly get any traction? And they're taking that lesson that they were wrong about that and applying it now to every Republican who might run. But the lesson of Trump isn't actually that you should never dismiss anyone's chances ever when it comes to, say, winning a Republican primary. The lesson of Trump is to take seriously what voters are telling you about the people they say they like. Take seriously that that person might have real political skills and talent. And Donald Trump clearly did. That, to me, is what people missed about Trump. First, there was the fact that he was a celebrity, not just any celebrity, a culturally ubiquitous celebrity, someone who had been in the public eye for decades by the time we get to the 2010s.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Sir, it is my esteemed pleasure to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Donald Trump. It's the Donald! Oh my God!
Do you really think this is the right thing for us to be doing, Ivana?
What will people think?
Let them talk.
Donald.
Ivana. It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
Someone who once really did represent, to many tens of millions of people, wealth in the classic American sense. If, like me, you love early 90s hip-hop, it's not hard to find mentions of Trump everywhere. He stands as a representation of a kind of ostentatious wealth.
Beep was going off like Don Trump gets checks.
Bump. Black Caesar, niggas call me Black Trump.
From the PowerPoint, soon to be paid like Donald Trump.
He had achieved total cultural saturation, and that was before The Apprentice, which made him a household figure on a weekly basis for tens of millions of Americans. A show that convinced those people that he was an uber businessman, the apex businessman.
You're fired.
Exactly the kind of person who might be able to lead the United States and shape things up. And then on top of that, Beginning with his birtherism crusade against Obama in 2010, Trump built a real constituency within the Republican Party such that Mitt Romney traveled to Las Vegas to get Trump's endorsement. So by the time of 2016, Trump's cultural saturation plus his standing and popularity within the Republican Party added up to a person that when he announced in 2015, he had a ready-made constituency, a ready-made image, and the kind of command over the media's attention that had never been seen before in American politics. All of those things together made him a truly formidable opponent. It's understandable that it was hard to see because he was and is a buffoon and an idiot and a bigot, but nonetheless, those are real political assets. And that's the reason to have not dismissed Trump. Does any Republican right now have anything comparable to that? Absolutely not. Does any Republican right now even have the kind of popular base and support that could allow them to challenge Trump in a 2028 contest? Let's say Trump endorses someone else and they want to win. Could they do anything to stand against Trump? Probably not. And then when we get to a guy like Hegseth or Vance specifically, Hegseth is presiding over what is quite possibly the most consequential strategic defeat in American history. That is not a guy who wins a presidential nomination. You don't generally win elections having lost wars. Very hard to do. George B. McClellan, Union general, first general in chief of the Army of the Potomac, did win the 1864 Democratic nomination. But his whole thing was that I was unjustly fired by Lincoln, and had he kept me, we would have won the war, right? So it's a hypothetical thing. Arguably the next most famous general in politics, Eisenhower, notably, won the Second World War. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, who has never run in an election, not that it stops anyone, but it's worth saying, is losing a war. Not sure that's going to work out for him. Vance is the vice president, which gives him a huge leg up against any competitor. Vice presidents very often do win nominations. But as I said before, Vance has no juice. In the one election he's run in, he ran pitifully behind every Republican statewide and was dragged across the finish line by Donald Trump. Vance is also going to be representing what will likely be a very unpopular administration. And again, I ask you, does Vance have any of the assets Trump did that allow him to steamroll over his competitors in a presidential primary? Not so much. If Trump doesn't get behind Vance, he might be dead in the water. That's where Vance stands. Anyway, the point of this is not just to defend my view that Hegseth and Vance are B-tier at best presidential candidates. It's to make the point that Trump really did have formidable political assets, things that made him a uniquely strong candidate within the Republican presidential primary and a strong candidate in the general election. And I think looking forward, thinking about how to avoid this again, one has to just take seriously when voters are captivated by someone. Don't dismiss that. Don't say that this person has nothing. It's a joke. Don't dismiss that. Take it seriously. Try to understand what it is. And it's only when you can understand what it is that people are captivated by that you can begin to formulate a response. So there will be other demagogues, other would-be authoritarians. And it's worth thinking really hard about what it is they do and say that appeals to people, and thinking really hard about what it takes to push back on that and stop it before it becomes, well, our reality. Let me know what you think. As always, thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.